Pittsburgh is a city of hills, valleys, and steep slopes that are often overrun with invasive plants. One local organization has come up with a solution for managing dense vegetation: goat landscaping. 90.5 WESA's Katie Blackley brings us this story for Essential Pittsburgh, our ongoing series about how Pittsburgh lives and how the city is evolving.
Near a trail in Highland Park, just past the off-leash dog area, you'll find a herd of 11 goats. The goats are various shades of grays, browns, and blacks, with colorful plastic chains for collars. These are the Steel City Grazers.
I mean, they're very good-natured, but I'm still working on teaching a couple of them their names, so they'll actually follow me around. But whenever I call them for food, they always obey.
That's Doug Plousset, the Grazers' co-founder. By his side, next to the goats, is their guardian donkey, Hobo.
Hobo!
He's a deep chocolate brown color, with a dark mane and brown eyes. Hobo is in charge of keeping predators away from the goats as they chomp their way through various acres of overgrown land in Pittsburgh.
He's never actually had to chase off a coyote or anything, but theoretically, that's what he's here for. He just stands alert and guards them as he's supposed to.
Plousset and his wife, Carrie Pavlik, spent part of their 20s in the Peace Corps in Zambia. Inspired by the country's agricultural atmosphere, they bought their own chickens and milk goats when they returned to live in the Allentown neighborhood. And then they realized they could put the goats to even better use.
Then we saw that Tree Pittsburgh was doing a pilot project to try out goat grazing as a means of managing invasive plants in Polish Hill, and this kind of piqued our interest.
Goats are especially handy in Pittsburgh, a city with an extremely difficult topography. We have steep hillsides and deep ravines that even the most sure-footed humans can't reach.
There's just a lot of areas that are impossible to get heavy machinery, which might be used to just clear out, you know, a huge swath of plants normally. And also slopes so steep that people have trouble getting up, even with like weed whackers or brush cutters and chainsaws.
So, in 2015, the Steel City Grazers were born. Today, they are a partner with the Pittsburgh Parks Conservancy. The Conservancy puts them in charge of difficult areas, like this one in Highland Park, where they're clearing space beneath a set of power lines. Plousset says the goats provide a good balance with Pittsburgh's wildlife population because they eat invasive plants, the non-native greens animals like deer won't touch.
The goats are kind of equal opportunity offenders. They'll eat everything except for like one or two plants that are native to this area. And some of their favorites are the Japanese knotweed, which is all around this property, and the wild grapevine that crawls up the trees and strangles them.
They also like microphones.
They like cords a lot.
Okay.
Straps and wires, especially.
Over the past year, Plousset says they've expanded operations.
We've streamlined a little bit with a better shelter, had to buy more fencing to do larger jobs, and we bought a few more goats. More employees.
Some of Plousset's most memorable moments with the Grazers have happened when he's seen the old Pittsburgh meet the new.
That juxtaposition was really apparent when they were overwintering in Cary Furnace. And it was just hilarious. Actually, on our website, we have a picture of one of the goats in front of the steel mill. Completely organic, like green methodology contrasted with like the very polluting, heavy-duty industry.
The Steel City Grazers still have a lot of overgrown areas of Pittsburgh to snack on. And as the goats continue together, be on the lookout for Hobo the Donkey, begrudgingly by their side.
I would describe him as a little bit of a grump, a little bit of a loner. He tolerates the goats. He's not best buddies with them.
For 90.5 WESA's Essential Pittsburgh, I'm Katie Blackley.